Live in studio, we've got Bob Hoffman from the Wharton Center. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. How you doing, Tony?
Good to see you. You dragged Louise in here,
I
too.
I did. Louise is with me, my assistant.
Hi, Louise. Yeah. Thanks for coming in. These actors got their caffeine here with them. We're going to talk with Morgan and Eddie in just a little bit. All right, Bob, give me the who, what, when, where, why, and how about Cats.
We got Cats coming to Wharton Center. Actually, starts tomorrow night, Friday. We've got an 8 o'clock show. We've got a 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday, and then another show at 8 o'clock on Saturday night. If you haven't seen Cats, you absolutely have to see it. It's one of those shows where, people see it over and over. In fact, we were talking in the car on the way over here that there's super fans that have seen it like 26 times. In fact, there's a person in Lansing who's seen it 26 times. So it's one of those shows that you want to see over and over. And it's a show that you want to bring your family to, especially kids, because they're going to love it. Eddie and Morgan can talk more about, you know, the audiences and how they relate to the show. But we've had it at Wharton Center now three times. And it's an audience favorite.
All right. You've dubbed it as America's favorite family musical in a pretty cool story. And what's on Phantom of the Opera has the is number one as far as the longest running Broadway shows, according to the numbers of performances. Phantom of the Opera is one. Cats is number two. So Cats is right there.
But Cats is the longest touring production ever.
It is.
Yeah.
So people just can't. Why can't they get enough of this, Bob?
You know, I don't know. Why can't people get enough of this? I think it's just because it's an amazing show. It's the music is incredible. The staging is great. And you relate to the characters. I think all the characters represent somebody or something in your life. And so I just think that it's one of those shows that you are transported into and you relate to it. That's my opinion. What do you guys think?
All right. Well, hold on. Before we get those guys on Cats the Musicals at the Wharton Center, tickets are $50, $40, and $25. And I've got four free passes here that you can call us at 517-393-3700. We're having a drawing from all of our calls from today and tomorrow. We'll give the tickets away tomorrow at 8:55. Bob wants me to introduce Morgan and Eddie. Morgan, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Tell us a little bit about your background.
My background, I'm a trained dancer. I'm from southwestern Virginia, but I live in New York City right now. I've trained in ballet, theater, modern, jazz, just all kinds of things. Been doing that since I was about 16. I went to college for theater, and then, yeah, been working ever since.
And what attracted you to Cats?
What attracted me to Cats? The lore of a job, really. it's also a really historic, classic show. It's something that I've always been interested in. I never got the opportunity to see it, actually, before I was in it. But I've obviously seen it many times since. But it's just a beautiful show. It's so much fun to do and to be a part of. It's just a great show to be on stage dancing.
All right. Eddie, grab that microphone and tell us a little bit about your background.
I'm originally from Gillette, Wyoming, and I actually...
Wyoming!
Wyoming, indeed. Northeast corner. Uh-huh. And then I went to Interlochen Arts Academy in Northern Michigan from 02 to 04.
So you're kind of a homeboy then here.
Kind of, yeah.
Welcome home a little bit.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. And then I went to college in New York City and got my BFA in dance. So I'm trained more in dance rather than acting and singing, but I did train a lot before I went to Interlochen Arts Academy.
And Eddie, you were telling me how you really have to be a well-versed actor to do Cats. Why is
you
that?
You really have to be. You have to be a triple threat just because there's so much dancing, acting, and singing involved in Cats. You get every aspect of musical theater because you have to be a cat, you have to be able to sing everything, because as a chorus member you're constantly singing in the show, and then we have lots of dancing and acting. You have to, you know, it's everything.